Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. This is the Christmas season. Christmas isn't just one day. Christmas is many days. And this Thursday, God, I think, wants to speak to us in a couple particular ways. I was reading a little magazine called Joy to the World that had meditations with St. Francis de Sales. And I'm sorry, but I cannot read, I cannot pronounce the name of the author. I wish I could. Reverend Dr. Santhiyagu, and then the last name is Arockiyasamy. I don't know how to pronounce it, honestly, quite honestly. But he wrote this, and I think it was a very, very powerful little paragraph that I want to share with you. He writes, "During this holy season, let us think about this." I know it's right after Christmas, but it's still the Christmas season. Think about this. Christmas gift to your enemy, give forgiveness. To an opponent, tolerance. To a friend, your heart. To a customer, service. To all, charity. To every child, a good example. To yourself, respect and honor. What gifts those would be! It will build up the body of Christ. Forgive, tolerate, give service to everyone, charity to every child, give a good example. To yourself, respect and honor. Regard yourself. God lives within you. You're a child of God, no matter what your age. You're a child of God. So let's, on this day, let's remember these things. The first reading for today is taken from the first letter of St. John, chapter 2, verses 18 to 21. Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that the Antichrist was coming, so now many Antichrists have appeared. Thus we know this is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not really of our number. If they had been, they would have remained with us. Their desertion shows that none of them was of our number. But you have the anointing that comes from the Holy One, and you have all knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you do, and because every lie is alien to the truth. Let's walk in the truth, brothers and sisters. Let's really live in the truth. No half-hearted comments, no put-on big, loud greetings without the heart being with it. We want to imitate Christ, to bring His love, His presence to all our neighbors, to our families that perhaps we were able to see during this Christmas season. Let us thank Him for every single gift He gives. Psalm 96 tells us, "Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice." Join your heart to that. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless His name, announce His salvation day after day. All of you who have musical gifts, think about it today. A gift of song to the Lord. Think about it. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. The sea and what fills it resound. Let the plains be joyful and all that is in them. Then shall all the trees of the forest exult before the Lord. The Lord comes. He comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with his constancy. Brothers and sisters, make a decision that you're going to break a pattern of lying, a pattern of gossiping, of speaking of ill about others. Please, brothers and sisters, let this be true for us in this day, a day when our life begins to change, that we're oriented more and more to our Savior and to our Father. Let's keep our eyes fixed on Him. Look at speech, look at action, look at the thoughts of your heart. Where should you start? What could you change that would make you more like Him? Just try one at a time, maybe one a year, but do it. Do it consistently, and God will obviously bless you. Then we look at the gospel today, which is the gospel beginning from St. John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." My goodness, brothers and sisters. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Come, let us rejoice. We need to. We have things that aren't going right, obviously, in our lives. Bring them to Him. Bring them to Him. I want to share one other thing with you, brothers and sisters. It's a comment by Catherine Daugherty that we all know from Madonna House. But she was born in Russia and then became the foundress of Madonna House in Canada. "Dear Jesus," she writes, "I've done so little for you in the past year. I do not know what you have in store for me for this year, yet I accept it with its joys, sacrifices, sorrow, pain, and even death. Joyfully, for it is your choice. You will help me to do my part and cooperate with your grace. refrain from my habitual sins, overcome my faults and defects. O Jesus, you know that without you, I am nothing. I am nothing. Be with me. Allow me to spend this coming year in your love and service without counting the cost. Bless me and bless my family, those with whom I come into contact, especially to those who dislike me. They have good reasons. Bring to your feet those who seek you, groping for your light. Bless and help the dying, the poor, the sick I deal with. Give the gift of holiness to all the priests I know and also the religious. Bless all those who love me and help me. Give strength, health, and wisdom to the Pope and bishops. Bless this house and all who are in it. Let me always remember that all that I am, all that I have, are yours. Giving it back to God. That's what we want to do. If we have some good things going on, thank God. And thank the people, but thank God. And when you have difficult things going on, thank him because God has allowed it for a reason. Ask him to help you. Maybe he won't show you yet and you'll be kind of blinded. Trust him. Wait on him. Use the time to draw closer to him. Read his word daily. Even if it's just a simple paragraph, but read it every day. Because that word is not like the book you're reading at another time in the day. As I've said to you before, this word is precious. It's beyond our understanding. This word has power to give life to what it writes. Not just good ideas, not just gossip, but he's giving the word of God in a way that can give you new life. Read it every day, even if it's only a few verses, but read it and think about it every day, and God will abundantly bless you. I wouldn't mind hearing from you if God really does put that on your heart and you begin to read the scripture every day. And if you are doing it, keep doing it. Let me hear from you, because God wants you so close to himself, and neither you nor I know how long we have. We don't. None of us. Oh, this person's old, they're going to die soon. No, not necessarily. Maybe yes, but maybe no. Maybe there's a young person in their youth who will die. Please, let's take the word of God to heart. Read the readings of the day, and God will begin to bless your life in a way you don't expect. May God abundantly again bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.